It is
It's
beautiful.
So good.
All right, my friends, welcome back. This psalm was used in Psalm 22. So Micah just read beautifully Psalm 22 in its entirety. And it would have been used in a todah or a thanksgiving sacrifice. The todahs, and that's T-O-D-A-H, cycle. It's a sequence of experiences on the life of the ancient Israelite worshiper in the singing of a psalm or series of psalms, concluded with the joyful offering of some form of sacrifice in the sanctuary. Leviticus governed the legislation of the todah or thanksgiving sacrifice. So we can think of this as a thanksgiving sacrifice, which is really what it was. And our Lord's from the cross, citing a thanksgiving. So if you don't know that, we're going to go ahead and take up a few contras. If we don't take a little bit of time and kind of set our understanding a little bit within, we can run into error. So one error is, my God, why have you forsaken me? Some serious thought leaders, and some have taken them as serious, just think that the Lord, our Lord, is saying he has been forsaken by the Father, and is somehow, there's this disunity, a rift. Arian thought that. The Arian heresy that was, you know, went wild there in the 300s and is wild in our own culture today. As we see when Micah ends with that, it's a thanksgiving. Posterity shall serve him. Men shall tell of the Lord to coming generations. It starts with the cry for help, but that's not where it ends. And it's definitely within a thanksgiving sacrifice. I heard one tremendous scholar use the analogy of Psalm 22 and our Lord's word from the cross with the national anthem. And we just had the 4th of July, you know, this past weekend, and a lot of singing of the anthem. And, oh, say, can you see? And your mind keeps going. If I stop there, the mind keeps going and you finish it off.
Right.
That's what the people, when our Lord brings up these few words of Psalm 22, and all he can have is, you know, he's gasping out as he's suffocating under the phlegm, the cross. You know, we talked a bit about what he's going through. They're in their minds going to carry the psalm through. And it's more than just that. They're going to carry the sacrifice. This thanksgiving sacrifice is going to come up in their minds. So let's talk a little bit about, so this would have been in the Davidic covenant. So under the Mosaic covenant, burnt offerings were preferred. Their sin or guilt offerings was offered because of sin and, of course, was obligatory. The todah or thanksgiving sacrifice expressed pure gratitude and joy for a gratuitous act of deliverance bestowed on the worshiper by Yahweh. Is that not a little different? If all we do is stay on the surface and we listen to so-called thought leaders, we get a very different impression of this is a thanksgiving offering of pure gratitude and joy.
Right.
To the Father.
Yeah, and I think so many people miss, they just don't even know about the old, like, rabbinic and Jewish tradition of teaching and the idea of calling back to an old scripture, you know, by saying just the first line like that. And because I remember even as a kid hearing some people talk about Jesus saying that from the cross as if that's all he meant by it, was calling out to God, genuinely asking, where are you, God? But it's so beautiful when you realize this whole psalm is attached to it, because you read through it and you can see the foreshadowing and foretelling of the exact moment that just happened for the Christ, as they cast lots for his clothes, and just thinking of the absolute like misery and being so beyond downtrodden if you're hanging on a cross, you know, gasping for breath. But to attach all these other verses after that single line starting out, it just makes it so much more fulfilling and beautiful in my mind, because it's like, oh, of course he's not forsaken, you know, like, but he's understanding that weight of what it feels like to be forsaken, you know, or the, I don't know, I think there's such a important thing to be said about the permission to lament, you know, because I think sometimes a lot of Christians don't allow themselves to lament or grieve, and the Christ himself did, you know.
He did, and that's very beautifully said, and that's right. Since Micah spurred me on to take up a really hard look of Psalms, you know, every day I take up Psalms in one way or another, and the range of emotion, lamenting, the just incredible breadth of it is something to behold, and yeah. I think it is easy to miss that. You're exactly right. At the Todah sacrifice, preferred by in the Davidic covenant, large amounts of choice bread, including leavened bread. So, right, there would have been unleavened bread under Moses because, right, the Passover and the
right.
that seminal work of the Lord with that. But under this Todah, this Thanksgiving sacrifice, you would have bread. And then the entire sacrificial animal was consumed. So with Moses, it was a burnt offering that was wholly burnt to the Lord. With this, the animal was consumed by those partaking. You know, the lamb, if it was I presume it was a lamb, but the animal would have been eaten. And so that would have been a great feast. So that's joyous. So you got great bread, you have meat, you know, and we are thanking the Lord for a joyous turn of events. And so the Todah, or this Thanksgiving sacrifice, is a superior form of worshiping God. Long before the birth of our dear Lord, the Psalms were read by the people of Israel as messianic. They were prophecies about the Messiah, and they considered it first person of speech for the Messiah, the future son of David. And of course, we see, as Micah read, a movement from lament to praise and thanksgiving for deliverance. If we want to stop there, we'll pick up the next time with the structure of Psalm 22, which in a consideration of the Todah.
Awesome.
Awesome. All right, my friends, till then, fides.